So today I'm going to talk about impulsive dynamic system with a time delay. So one of the applications is the synchronization of kiosks for secure communication. So recently we have done some research on it. Okay. So I'm planning to talk about the following. So the main idea of this chaotic communication system and the synchronization using impulses and delay involved in this setup. And then I will talk some general results on impulsive dynamic system with delay, then some existence of solutions, and some stability problem. If I have time, I will talk a little bit about impulsive control. So in recent years, people try to utilize kiosks for secure communication. So the main idea is the following. So we have information we want to send through the internet, and we want to keep it secret. And the idea is we have a chaotic generator, say like Lorentz system or chain system. There are many chaotic systems. And the chaotic system generates a chaotic signal. The chaotic signal is used to encrypt the message and send through the public channel to the receiver. At the receiving end, another chaotic generator, and we have a signal Y. This Y is used to decrypt the message and get the message out. And to do that, we need X equal to Y. We say X and Y are synchronized. Okay. So mathematically, basically like this, we have two chaotic systems, 1.1 and 1.2, and these two systems are said to be synchronized if the error between the solutions converge to zero as t tends to infinity. Yeah, they are the same. They can be different. Okay. So this is the well-known Lorentz system. So certain parameter value is chaotic. Okay, so everybody knows this. And another recent system which is invented by Guanyong Qing at City University of Hong Kong is called the Qing chaotic system. They prove this system is not topologically equivalent to the Lorentz system. It has different dynamics, chaotic dynamics. Yeah? And let's see if it works here. Probably. Sorry. That doesn't work. They have this system, okay, security communication system using chain chaotic system. There you design the circuits and describe how this works. Okay. Probably you can try this in their on their web page. It's on the web page. I downloaded from there, but it's not work here. Okay. So there are many different types of methods for synchronization. So one method is using impulse. So using impulse as a feedback control to synchronize the chaotic system. The idea is the following. The drive system is an autonomous system like that. And the response system or the receiver is this one. Okay. And here is normally we have a FMXY. It's a little bit different. Okay. Using signal from the drive system and also message. Encrypt the message here, and also there is an impulse here. Okay? Delta Y is the jump at time tau k. There's a change here, and This is the error system. Okay? This is the error system. So the idea is to show the zero solution. I mean, the error system is Lagrange stable. Okay? It's the error converges to zero as t tends to infinity. I mean, the main idea is how to design the matrix B and how to select the intervals the impulses to make the two systems synchronize. There are some time delays involved in this setup. One is the transmission delay. So from the transmitter to the receiver, you transmit the chaotic signal to the receiver through the public channel, it takes time. So this is one type of delay, transmission delay. The other is sampling delay to sample impulse. Okay? It takes some time. And there are two different types of delays. This one is the delay involved at each impulse. There is another type of delay I forgot to type that. It's called R. It's a transmission delay. So this is the chaotic system at the transmitter side. So at the receiver side, so this is the receiver side. So we have this delay. We have a delay R here, okay, and involved some signal from the transmitter. Okay? And also, this is the impulse, there is a delay. Okay? And correspondingly, the error system becomes this system. Okay? A system involves delay, time delay, and also impulse. And here the delay is discrete delay, but this kind of discrete delay by the following identical change, it can become distributed delay, okay? Like that. Okay? So in general, an impulsive dynamical system with a time delay can be written in this form. Okay. It consists of two parts. The first part is continuous dynamics. The second one is the discrete dynamics. Okay. And here, impulse is solution dependent. And we require the hypothesis, tau kx, satisfy this condition. And for each fixed x, as k tends to infinity and tau kx diverge to positive infinity. So first thing we need to consider is the fundamental theory. Under what condition this system has a solution? Okay, before doing that, there are many other applications involving impulsive dynamical systems. So a classical system is the orbital transfer of satellite. There is a minimal fuel problem. There, they install thrusters on the satellite or some structures to at a certain moment fire in certain direction in order to change orbit, change from low orbit to high orbit, and that involves impulse. Also in financial market management, if you consider the money flow in the market, the government use certain strategies like raise interest rate at a certain time to control the money flow in the market. So that part is impulsive. It cannot be done continuously. And also another classical example is impact mechanic. Yeah. And of course there are many other possible applications. Okay. And here are some of the basic notations. And here we use piecewise continuous functions. Okay? Because due to impulse, the solution is not continuous. Okay? And we assume we use the set of functions which is right continuous. Okay? And like that. And also in any finite interval, we assume there are only a finite number of impulses, so to avoid accumulation point. Okay. And here this is similar to the theory of impulsive, not theory of delay differential equations. We have this linear functional space, but each element is a piecewise continuous function. From this interval, from negative r to 0 to rn, and we use this norm. Here we don't use maximum norm, we use super norm, okay, because the function is not continuous anymore. And that's how, here is how we get this functional from a function. Okay? So this is. And the initial condition is the initial function here. And for impulsive dynamical system, we have the following. So not only the solution is not differentiable at impulsive point, it may fail to be differentiable at non-impulsive point. And here the derivative means the right-hand side derivative. Okay. Improving existence of solution for delayed differential equation. One important lemma in Jack Hill's book is the following. If you have a continuous function x, then the functional is also continuous in the functional space. Okay? From a continuous function, we get continuous functional. But this is no longer true in the for impulsive dynamical system. Okay? A solution is piecewise continuous. So people normally expect the functional should be piecewise continuous in the functional space. But this is not true. It can be discontinuous everywhere. Okay? And this poses serious problem because from piecewise continuous function you get this discontinuous everywhere function, you cannot integrate this. So how can you define a solution? So that's the main difficulty. A simple example is the following. So we have this step function is piecewise continuous. And the functional, so here r is 1, the delay is 1. And this function is discontinuous at each t in this interval. Okay? So you can, here, that you choose any two points, t1, t2. For any delta, and suppose t1 is bigger than t2, and t1 minus t2 less than delta, then for any, we choose s, choose this particular s in this one, in this interval from negative r to 0, then we consider the difference. Okay? So since s is negative t1, we have x0. So x0 here is 1. Okay? And xt2 plus s, okay? That means t2 minus T1. Okay? T2 minus T1 is negative, then it's 0. So the difference is always 1. So you cannot make this difference to be small. So in this interval, So for all t in this interval, this is discontinuous. Okay? So from piecewise continuous function, we don't get the functional to be piecewise continuous in the functional space. To solve this problem, we need to define this function. Define a function f defined in this set is said to be composite PC. We require this a function of 2t and x. T and x sub t is called composite PC if for piecewise continuous function x, the composition of the two, gt, is an element in the space of piecewise continuous function. Okay? So any function satisfies that is called composite PC. And here, there's some remark. The function f is continuous in all the variables does not imply that is composite PC. That means if f is continuous in t and in x sub t, and if x is a piecewise continuous function, then the composition is not necessarily piecewise continuous. So one example is, and this example we put, okay? So this one is continuous in both variables, in t and psi, and this is the step function. Then the composition is this one, is discontinuous at each rational number in this interval. So f is very nice, continuous, even it can be continuous differential, but doesn't help much. But conversely, and if even f is not continuous, but we can get composite PC. Okay? So for functions, f is not continuous, then the composition from the piecewise continuous function can be composite PC. So this is different, very different from the classical theory. Now, the first result on local existence is the following. So f must satisfy this condition. F is a composite PC. And the other conditions are similar to the standard result. We require it's quasi-bounded and continuous in a second variable. Okay? And also we assume this condition. What does this mean? That means the solution cannot move along the hypersurfaces. Okay? So based on the equation setup, so f, the solution, the derivative satisfies the differential equation unless it's not on the hypersurface, t equal to tau k x. But there is a possibility the solution may move along the surface. In that case, we don't have a solution. So to avoid that, we have to impose this condition. Okay? So that means when the solution hits the hypersurface, it has to leave the surface immediately. Yeah. So on this condition, then we have local existence. Then next question is, how can we extend the solution to a large interval or to for all the future time the solution exists, if we want to talk about asymptotic behavior. But there is one problem. A solution may hit the surface infinite many times infinite interval. Okay? So we have to add additional condition. To do that is, we assume a condition like that. So this dot product is less than 1. So this guarantee and plus this condition, 2.5. These two conditions combined together guarantee the solution hit each surface at most once. And this condition can be get, we can make it greater than 1, it's the same. It's also true. And this is done. Under that condition, and we can get the Euler extension theorem. So the solution can be extended to the boundary of the domain of the definition of the function f. Okay? That's for any compact set. Then we can vary the sequence of sk and such that and this the solution is outside this compact set. Okay? And this guarantees if the domain of the definition is the whole space. Solution is bounded in any finite interval. Any finite interval, then we can extend the solution to positive infinity. Okay, this is the theorem on global existence. So basically, the linear growth condition. And uniqueness is similar to the standard theory. Local Lipschitz is sufficient to get uniqueness. So the next I'm going to talk about stability of solution. And the stability problem. So normally in the classical theory, any solution can be moved to the zero solution by a translation. Okay? So in theory, we always assume the function, the equation has a zero solution, we can discuss the stability. But for impulsive system, we cannot do that. The solution cannot be moved to the origin by a simple translation because different solutions have different impulse. That means different moments of impulse, there is a discontinuity there. There is a jump. So we cannot require the difference between these two solutions to be small at all time. So we have to avoid the impulse. And here, we have to use the notation called quasi-stability. Okay. Basically, we say the two solutions, the given solution, normally the non-zero solution, is called stable if the difference between this solution and any other solutions is small, except a small neighborhood of each of the impulses. So this is called quasi-stable. But this is very difficult to analyze if you try to avoid this interval. So to solve this problem, we have to We can convert the stability problem of this impulsive differential system 2.1 to a system called a reduced system. Okay? In a reduced system, the reduced system has impulses at fixed moments. That means each solution has the same impulse moments. So in that case, the solution, any non-zero solution, can be moved to a zero solution by a translation. So for stability problem, using that reduced system, so we can assume like this, study stability problem of impulsive delay equation with a fixed moment of impulse, like that. Okay. And how to do that reduced system, it's kind of complicated. That paper was published recently in the Journal of Applied Mathematics and Computation, in number 2, there. Okay. So this then. So this is the usual definition for stability, asymptotic stability, uniform asymptotic stability. Okay. For delayed differential equation, we have initial conditions, the initial function. So that's the main difference from ODE. So we need this initial function small, then solution must be small for all future time. Okay. So this is some kind of notations. Okay, so let's come to the stability theorem. So one theorem is like this is, don't read that part, just read this part. So to study stability, okay? And besides linearization for nonlinear, if you use nonlinear part, we have to use this auxiliary function, it's Lyapunov function. And for delayed differential equation, when we use Lyapunov function, we cannot demand the derivative of the Lyapunov function to be negative for all t. Okay, so we have two. We have that only in a minimal class of set. Okay, that idea is called transmission technique. Okay, and here we have impulse. And impulse can be used as a feedback control. That means when the underlying continuous system is not stable, can we use impulse to stabilize that? The answer is yes. So look at the condition here. The condition on the derivative of this Lyapunov function, here Pt is non-negative. Pt is greater than or equal to zero. And C is the function that is continuous, non-negative, strictly increasing, and C0 is zero. That's the class K function. And this is the transmission type technique. So whenever we have this condition, the derivative satisfies this estimate. That means it can be unstable, but we have a certain bound. We have certain estimate how fast it grows for the continuous dynamic system. And as the discrete time, so whenever we have impulse, we have a discrete dynamics. We have jumps. So this is the estimate on the jumps. Okay? Now, when the continuous system is unstable, and this function grow in time, get bigger and bigger. And at the moment for impulse, we have to pull it down, okay? Reduce the value. How much the impulse should do to get stability. So this condition is that, okay? So this measures the growth for the continuous dynamics. And this part, say this Q, this is G, okay? And this one is positive and bigger than M1. That means, and each time we have impulse, and the value of the impulse is smaller, value for V, okay? If this condition is satisfied, then we have the trivial solutions uniformly asymptotically stable. That means that underlying continuous dynamics is stabilized by impulse. And the next theorem is the opposite side is when the underlying system is naturally stable, impulse can be viewed because sometimes impulse is perturbation, disturbance. We have no control on it. Okay? So This one is under what condition stability properties can be preserved. So this is one example for that. We don't have time to go through the details. I guess everybody is hungry. We should go to lunch. Okay, let's tell you this simple linear system. So for this linear system, we assume A is an unstable matrix. A is unstable, means here we assume all the eigenvalues of A have positive real part. And so this is how it works, what is the impulsive control. So when A is not stable, so we can always have this. We can find a positive definite matrix Q so that this is true. Okay? This is true. So then we can apply the previous theorem to get asymptotic stability for this linear system with the unstable ordinary part. Okay? So in the classical theory, we always assume the ordinary part is stable. We have a nice ordinary part. And that part can tolerate certain delay. Okay? Here, no. Impulse takes care of that. Okay? So next, there are some examples. We don't have time to do that. So we come back to the original problem. So initially we said this synchronization. So for the impulsive synchronization, we basically want boundness plus attractivity. It's called Lagrange stability. Yeah. Okay. And we don't need that. So this is equi-Lagrange stable trajectory. So initially it can be go to certain height. We cannot make it arbitrarily small, but as long as it converges to zero as t tends to infinity, that's good enough. Okay. And for the error system, the synchronization with the delay and using impulse, and we have to find how much delay the system can tolerate. Okay? And this theorem gives some bound on the delay. Okay. And it's kind of complicated here. So finally, let me. Okay, this is some numerical simulation. Okay. So for impulsive synchronization using truss oscillator, and that's basically a switching system that generates truss. Okay. The maximum delay is this 0.0012. Okay? And here the part A is within the bound. Okay? And normally the theorem gives sufficient condition is conservative. Okay? For this specific example, we double the delay. Okay? It's beyond the bound still works. Okay? So the B part, this picture shows when the delay is 0.021. Okay? Then we try that, we test the limit, we triple that, almost triple that, then synchronization fails. Okay? We no longer have a synchronization. Of course, the matrix B plays a role also. So here we use a different thing. Okay? Then we can have synchronization with this kind of delay. And so this is a block diagram for the scheme, how to use these skills to communicate. Okay? So we have information signal, we have chaotic system, we have an encryption block, and we put together and send this through public channel. At the other end, decomposition has to be done first. Then there are two parts in the transmitted thinking. One part is the impulse to synchronize this one, and the second part is for the encrypt block here. Okay? And here we get the information out. So this is the proposed scheme. Okay? And then we did some computer simulation for pictures and a poll. Okay? So this is the original one. This is the encrypt one. The signal sent through the public channel, and this is the standard picture. Everybody use that. Okay? And here are some of the references related to today's talk. Okay. Thank you very much.